firsthand and get briefed on some of these deadly fires that have killed at least 35 people, 24 here in California.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is able to breathe on his own and briefly leave his hospital bed in Germany. Meantime, Russia is denouncing news that French and Swedish labs have confirmed with Germany Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Coming to Montgomery October 1st for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics, it's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is not good on Hurricane Sally, which has been in a rapid intensification cycle today. Obviously, a stronger hurricane is not good news since we will be on the active east side of the storm. The forecast for this evening and tonight is routine. Risk of a spotty shower or thunderstorm, low 74. Tomorrow, an increasing risk of showers and storms, high 84. Tomorrow night into Wednesday and Wednesday night, flash flood watch in effect. Locally, heavy rainfall. I mean, we could easily see 5 to 8 inches of rain before it's all done. Some places, more. Then we'll have to deal with a tropical tornado threat, especially on Wednesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It'll be your best friend. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Hurricane Reporter.
Mr. Hurricane Reporter.
Seeing you in waist-deep water and 100-mile-per-hour winds lets us know exactly who got caught sleeping with the station manager's wife.
Not the best assignment.
Make yourself useful while holding on to the telephone pole with your legs straight out and give us the baseball scores.
I could die at any minute now.
Sure, every hurricane looks the same, but we can't get the stock market report until you bravely walked against the wind and pointed to the boarded-up window.
Don't try this at home now.
So go ahead, pan the camera so we can all see the bending palm trees. Tell your crew to seek shelter while you investigate the wobbly stop sign. Because after all, without your death-defying coverage, we might all one day forget that hurricanes are windy.
Mr. Hurricane Report.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say,
screw off.
You're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you.
For shizzing.
What? Come on. Come on.
Projection right now, Donald Trump will take Ohio. Axie and I project Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We'll have to reproduce that in about, 51 days and add 7 or 8 states to that total. Bastards. Hey, it's Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Greg Udell with Rosie Brock and the Seth Spotlow Experience.
And here they are.
Weird but true news.
Come on, Jeb.
Please play.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Let's do it with music.
Yeah.
Sally is a thing.
Bald-headed Sally.
Huh?
He said bald-headed Sally.
No, he said long, tall Sally.
Oh. The words that were on here said bald-headed Sally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Well, she's built for speed. She got everything that Uncle John needs. That sounds like pimp talk to me.
Ooh. Bald-headed Sally.
Maybe it is. Yeah. But the station still played it, and it still became a hit. Whatever, but this thing has intensified. There's another update coming out from the National Hurricane Center in about half an hour. And then Rich is going to join us at 4:05. We are right in the bullseye for this thing. Whether it's still got tropical storm strength or not, if you were to aim an arrow at a map, we're almost right there. We're right in the bullseye. So we may see, you know, the eye could pass over us, or we could be on the right side of the center of circulation, which right now I think looks like the more likely scenario, but it means we could have, as he mentioned in the forecast a few minutes back, lots of rain.
Ooh, it's going to be wet. We need it, though, don't we?
Well, we're, you know, it's one of those things, we're ahead for the year, but we're, lately, I think we're behind. You know, if you look at a year total where you get a whole bunch clustered together in a few good storms, that sinks into the ground. Then you have like 2 weeks of dry weather like we've had. And, yeah, this thing is rapidly strengthening. They've got hurricane warnings up on the Gulf Coast from just west of New Orleans all the way to Mobile, Baldwin County, that area. They're under hurricane warnings. And what's happened today was a rather dramatic picture we saw on the satellite was the clouds wrap around the center of circulation. It slowed down a little bit, and that's bad news when you're hoping a storm will move too quickly to gain strength. This one got in just the right spot, man, and picked up speed. Now, well, I don't think it'll be maybe a good Category 2. I think the last wind total, I said, well, we won't know until, so I'm just speculating, and that's dumb.
Whatever it slows down over water, that's bad because it can get stronger.
Especially where it is, because that's the warmest water in the Gulf right there.
And when it gets over land, it's just going to hang out.
That's the other problem.
It dumps a lot of rain, though, and floods.
Was it Opal that left all the rain here in 94?
I think so.
Yeah.
Heard stories about that one, and the other concern with something like this is spin-up tornadoes.
Yeah.
So unless there's some dramatic change, I'm anticipating you could see a lot of things closed on Wednesday.
Mm.
You know, generally, you have to get your hints on what they expect from something from way local governments operate. So we'll see if they put out any alerts today on school closings and that kind of stuff. Usually they do. And we'll see that probably today.
I know the governor's already been on saying do not think that this is not a serious situation.
And wear a mask, for God's sake. It's still under. You know, I am so up to here with masks and all the crap that goes with it. I'm really, it's getting insane. We are 6 months into this. 6 months. It is destroying. I mean, I got a note from Bob Baumhauer over the weekend. There's no self-pity in a Bob Baumhauer note, but with all the offices downtown closed, some still haven't reopened, some have. It's been tough for all the rest. In fact, Sunday morning, the Montgomery Advertiser, I see it at Food Outlet when I go in there, was talking about revitalized downtown, but businesses hanging on through pandemic. There was no need for this. There's no need for any of this. So what are you going to do? What's the genius game plan here, Governor? What's the genius game plan, Mr. Mayor? With businesses, you think restaurants can survive on 50% capacity for any length of time? This is why politicians suck, because they've never made a frickin' dime in the private sector. But they got all the answers for you. And, boy, that'll be great. All this money invested in downtown, but we blew it because of something comparable to the flu.
I can't imagine any business being closed for 6 months and actually being able to open back up.
Well, yeah. And you know what? This is what the Democrats want. They want government dependency. They want everybody wearing a mask. This has been one big national obedience test. And who among you listening thought back in March when we started doing the Saturday morning show that we would be sitting here in the middle of September with masks and social distancing, and we still have so many things closed? Every week I get a note from the Capri Theater.
Yeah, I do too.
It saddens me to see that. Still yeah. closed after 6 months. Why? I don't know how they're hanging in. I don't know how some of these restaurants are hanging in, but I got news for you. You're pushing the envelope.
Hey,
cut the crap. Already, let's get back to work. Let's get back to business. Let's get the kids back in school. Because this is insanity on a scale I can't begin to describe. And it's almost like they're setting up for a be prepared. No, wait till the riots after the... Oh, God. It just... What's there to look forward to right now besides election riots? And maybe Meemaw will let us go without a mask, but...
Halloween.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Everybody's already masked up.
Yeah, but how are people going to hand out candy? They'll probably come up with some, rule about that. No trick-or-treating door-to-door.
You kind of didn't. People didn't trick-or-treat anyway. They went to trunk-or-treats.
Still.
Yeah. I mean, how you get...
We won't be having a trunk-or-treat, I can tell you that right now, or a fall festival.
Man, that's terrible. I got to do something with my kid. I get her on Halloween this year, too.
Yeah.
We're doing something. We're doing something, I can tell you that.
Pardon me, I have to...
The schmutz?
The schmutz. I got schmutz on my spectacles.
You got schmutz cleaner back there. Rosie knows where it's at.
Yeah.
I got it.
He's got some.
Okay.
Look at that.
Boom. You look good, man.
So do you.
Schmutz free.
I honked at you this morning.
I saw that. I waved back to you.
Yeah.
Always gets me how he manages to drive by the building while I'm sitting on the thinking stool.
I drive by a lot, and I always look.
Contemplating how we can come back and do even better radio than we've already done that morning. This excitement, and don't forget Rich Thomas, live at 4:05. They'll have the latest update from the Hurricane Center. I don't expect that the bubble to change much. The path of this thing, the strength, that's going to be the big story coming up after 4 o'clock. It was brought to you by Mr. Electric. If you have electrical needs, whether it's an installation, a repair, if it's been a long time since you've had your fuse box or wiring checked out, call Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. These are top certified master electricians. All the work is done at your convenience, and they give you an upfront price on any project you need done. That is what you pay when the project is done. And any debris that's created from an installation, repair, whatever, they clean it up. All you're left is the great result you paid for. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. As Doug is caller number one for this week.
Caller number one. Call back immediately. Oh, Greg.
Oh, that's right.
You're good, man.
Greg, I've got a family member. Excuse my voice. I'm losing my voice. I've got a family member that works in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And... some people can't keep secrets. She was sworn to secrecy, but 2 weeks ago, she told me that Grandma Ivy, every 30 days, is going to extend the mandatory mask until the end of March.
Oh, God. And, shoot us
oh,
now.
Oh, God, yes.
Hey,
yeah,
Governor
yeah.
Ivy, and cut the crap.
I'd like to ask any of the listeners, if they've heard that, can they, you know, put any verification of what I was told? But that... dadgum blankety blank state health officer or whoever he is has convinced her that we're too close. We're right around the corner from fall and winter in the flu season. So we're just going to mask right on through, buddy.
You know, today.
Till the last day of March.
Today, a judge ruled that the Democrat who runs Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, A guy who has killed his own people and starved them by shutting down businesses. That his virus restrictions were unconstitutional. We need a Supreme Court ruling on this. And if you want to wear a mask, if you want to wear a mask for the rest of your whole life, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm sick of it. You're killing me.
I don't know why somebody has not challenged her. I wish they would.
Look at the cow that's the health director for the state of Florida. She looks like she's ready to die right now.
She doesn't look that healthy.
Healthy? She's obese. She looks like she sticks her finger in a socket to dry her hair, and she got the glasses. She's a total Dem, a total dimbulb, a total loser. And she's telling the people of Pennsylvania why we got to F your lives for the next 5 years with our rules. And a judge said unconstitutional. We should have had these rulings already. They should have gone straight to the Supreme Court.
Yes, we should have. I'm enjoying the show, Greg. Hopefully somebody else will call and make a comment about my statement. Maybe they've heard it also.
Yeah, the word
Thanks for the call.
Okay, so anybody else hear this? We do have some well-connected listeners. We will protect your anonymity. If you share state secrets with us, we will protect your anonymity.
Anonymity.
So, this is the thing. We got 50 states, 50 state Supreme Courts, and some are going to rule one way, some are going to really. It's crazy. And then you've got a-holes like Obama. And who else chimed in? Governor Nuisance in California. This does not fit. I'm inserting the wrong plug.
That may be the reason.
According to the...
I licked it and everything, and it still wouldn't go into the bottom of my phone.
Don't now lick it. Don't lick it. Blow on it, don't lick it.
Well, it's snug as a bug now.
Look at that up there. It says that more people left California last year than came.
Oh, yeah.
Not surprising.
And that should not happen in a state that's as naturally beautiful as that, but it's loaded with a-holes.
And now it's on fire.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not climate change. No. It's not. It's tell me on what planet firing Roman candles into a tinder dry hillside is climate change. That's called arson.
A gender reveal party.
Well, they did that too.
That's terrible.
What's wrong with these people?
Man.
Morons.
And like where they did the explosion for if it's going to be pink or blue, there was about 3 foot of dry hay.
Good thinking.
Yeah, good idea, man. Let's do it again.
Brilliant. Just brilliant. Market finished real up today, so we'll talk to Brandt about that. In an hour and 37 shopping minutes. Right now, we'll take a quick break. Come right back. It's 3:23.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
O'Reilly. Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hearing something that I don't like. There's some other guy singing a song. Not Hank Williams Jr., and that's just plain wrong. I guess I got canceled. I guess I got fired. Cause I got a new theme song for the football game tonight. And I'm angry. I mean real angry. What the hell's with Little Richard? That guy's totally crazy. How could they get rid of song is amazing. Richard is nuts insane. Plus, he just died. Now I'm out of a job, though I am still alive.
All right, big story this afternoon. This was going to be the electrifying story until we got some additional information on Sally. And again, I'll remind you until we have him on at 4:05. Rich Thomas is scheduled to join us, and we'll have the latest update from the Hurricane Center. And again, what appears to be the big threat to us, in addition to some blustery winds, possibility of spin-up tornadoes, and a lot of rain. And the track of this thing could very much affect what that total amounts to, whether it's 3 to 4 inches or a foot or higher, and how fast it moves. Will it slow down or stall? I think that was the deal with Opal, if I'm not mistaken, because people have talked about that storm, people that lived through it here. And, of course, Rich among them, but It was like a 4 or 5 day thing. The other electrifying story today, we know if you listened last Friday or Saturday morning, you know that the NFL, their Thursday night opener, was down 16% in total audience from the previous year's opener. Here in sports-starved America, how many times have you heard that term in the last 5 months, 6 months? We're sports-starved. So, of course, like, you know, manipulated idiots, we will absolutely show up for whatever's on. Tiger Woods goes to the driving range, count me in. We'll make bets on how far he hits one. Well, guess what? Instead of getting to see some sports, we're getting a lecture from millionaires. And we hate it. We hate it. Here's my suggestion for the NFL players who got their noses out of joint over their perception of social justice. Why don't you go into the communities where these events happen and show, be an example. Here's what you can do. If you put your nose to the grindstone and work hard, you can become a professional athlete. Every single one of those whiners, bitchers, whatever you want to call them, on the field Thursday night, yesterday, teams walking off the field. I don't even know who stayed, because I don't care. And a lot of people don't care about the NFL anymore. You're making, at minimum, more than 5 times as much money, at a minimum, as the average American family. So when we look at you, we know you're cashing these big checks and spending them so wisely in many cases. You're really effing lucky to be doing it in America. But you've got time to kneel for our anthem. Up yours. Up your asses, all of you. Kiss my ass. Victims. Who's brainwashing you? Who's taking your mushy little heads and turning them into...
Hope to see you Sunday.
Is it big news?
No.
Oh, okay. Who is... How and why are you buying it? Did your coaches not tell you the significance of a free college education, having all your expenses paid, getting taken care of by the generous alumni? And you're going to come out and tell a country 99 point plus percent of which doesn't even come close to your minimum wage. And you're going to whine and bitch. We're not interested. We're not interested in your whining and your bitching. So, and the key demographic in the Thursday night rating was that the 18 to 49 year old market, which is the one the advertisers want, they want all those people in their mom's basement. The share from last year's opener to this year's went from 12.8 to 5.2. That is something that the NFL, the networks that carry their games, players can't ignore. And from Breitbart, Sunday Night Football between the Rams and the Cowboys. Wow. That was supposed to halt the ratings crash the NFL has experienced so far in the season. According to Deadline Hollywood, ratings for NBC's only weekly NFL game were down 28% here in sports-starved America. 28%. Wow, a 4.7 in adults 18 to 49. I just told you that Thursday night football dropped from a 12 to a 5. This is lower than a 5.
I figured that out because even with my public education, I know that 4 is lower than a 5.
Good for
I'm
you,
a freaking genius.
You didn't do Common Core.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no Common Core for you.
No, you were out of the room when the mic came back.
Sorry, man.
So did you work it out with her or what?
I was talking to Jay. I never get to see him. I got to tell him I got to do a random fact, man.
We love Jay.
Yeah, man. I never get to see him.
I love him too, but I don't get up in the middle. Here, Seth, you take over. I'm going to go down. I miss Jay.
No.
What the
no.
hell do you think
he's saying? I went down to take my shirt in my car, and I bumped into him on the way back, and I had to say something. Left-handed facts, man. Come on. Because I'm left-handed.
Yeah. Anyway, total of 14.81 million viewers. That is not in any way, shape, or form impressive. These results by Breitbart.com, the article, these results are disastrous for the NFL, not just because the numbers themselves are bad, but because of the teams that played on Sunday night. The Cowboys have possibly the largest national fan following in the country, and the Rams play in the second largest media market. In addition, both teams have star talent and are very competitive with playoff aspirations for the season. By all measures, this game should have performed well. Should have been a star-studded spectacular for the opener. Didn't work.
That's what happens when you miss.
What's working is, do you see people picketing NFL stadiums? No. We don't have time for that stuff. We don't have time to set forests on fire. Or, you know, as soon as the sun sets, go out and firebomb cars and fire missiles at the police. We don't have time. What we do is we just stop.
Yeah, we vote by our participation or lack thereof.
Exactly.
And you are going to see on election night, I believe Trump's going to win by a margin they won't be able to cheat their way out of. I really do.
No doubt.
You look at the voter registration totals in Florida, the Republicans are over 100,000 ahead of Democrats. Pennsylvania, same thing. Meanwhile, their bearded genius governor just got overturned in the courts today with all his mandates to hurt the economy because you've got, you know, half a dozen Democratic states that have really shut down and stayed shut down, keeping, can you imagine how well our economy would have rebounded if they had just gotten on board the train and said, okay, we're reopened for business as safely as we can. Putting people back to work? No. It was more important to make a point with Donald Trump than it was to help their citizens. And I hope they punish the ever-loving crap out of them in November. And I think they will. Yeah, we'll be nervous about it until it comes and goes.
Can you believe it's only 50 days away, Greg? I can't. It seems like we've been talking about it forever.
I know. It feels like it's been 50 years since we've had an election.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Doug Jones, you're going to get your ass handed to you. I hate to tell you this, but you may as well say your goodbyes now because January 20th, Tommy Tuberville is going to be representing Alabama. Just don't even waste your money.
If he doesn't already know that, something's really wrong with him.
I would agree. It's 3:35, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Yeah, the weather's starting to moderate a little bit, but we're still got plenty of hot weather left. And if it's been a long time since you've had, given your central air conditioning system, a little TLC on this show. TLC is the love of Clark's. For $159, you can get an annual membership, a Clark's Club member. You get two tune-ups to your system before each seasonal weather change. If you need a repair or replaced part, you get it at discounts on parts and labor. And you have 24/7 coverage if something should break. And those things do happen. Those things do happen. So cover yourself and have the best team of AC, HVAC professionals in the world. A phone call away at 277-2125. 277-2125. Learn more at clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number?
99004.
Thank you, Seth. We're going to get our first look at the roads at 336 and come right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents into us this afternoon to tell you about, but we do have some congestion. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, all the way down to Norman Bridge. Norman Bridge outbound is very busy, as well as Taylor Road from really Troy Highway all the way over to Atlanta Highway, especially around I-85 and East Chase. And the Boulevard is very busy as well. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery this afternoon. Well, everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at CeCe's Pizza, Hunan Garden, or American Deli. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Coming to Montgomery October 1st for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics, it's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Gulf Coast is preparing for Hurricane Sally. The tropical storm was recently upgraded to hurricane status. It's projected to make landfall near New Orleans. The National Weather Service says the storm will bring heavy rain, strong winds, and extremely dangerous life-threatening surge. The Alabama Department of Public Health reporting more than 125,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus statewide. More than 9,300 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Across the state, more than 2,200 people have died. Hospitalizations have fallen below 800. Alabama ranks last in the country for response to the 2020 U.S. Census, with Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia also in the bottom five. About 81.5% of Alabama households have been counted as of September 10th. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is not good on Hurricane Sally, which has been in a rapid intensification cycle today. Obviously, a stronger hurricane is not good news since we will be on the active east side of the storm. The forecast for this evening and tonight is routine. Risk of a spotty shower or thunderstorm, low 74. Tomorrow, an increasing risk of showers and storms, high 84. Tomorrow night into Wednesday and Wednesday night, flash flood watch in effect. Locally heavy rainfall. I mean, we could easily see 5 to 8 inches of rain before it's all done. Some places more. Then we'll have to deal with a tropical tornado threat, especially on Wednesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It'll be your best friend. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chicken that does not have bones is processed chicken meat, and people should know. Pieces of ground up chicken breast formed into fingers and nuggets, a giant hole.
Makes this as good a time as any to redeem the winning word, although a wing finger is nothing like what you just heard in the song. Wing finger is fresh chicken in a batter that's made fresh daily or grilled, as you prefer, whatever your preference is. But if you have the wing finger winning word from this morning, call us at 272-9228, and caller 7 is going to win lunch for two at a place that Bo Holt, a longtime listener and first-time caller, absolutely has fallen in love with. In fact, so much that Bob wants to treat him to lunch there, which is really cool. 272-9228. Where's our... Can we have a little champagne music, please?
In Caviar Dreams.
No.
No.
This is Lawrence Walk.
Oh.
Hold the caviar.
Hey.
All right, as we go down the line here, you are caller 1, try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. Caller 3, try again. Caller 4... Now we need for the lines to reset. Caller 5, thank you. Caller 6, you just missed.
Uh-huh.
And who is...
Feedback.
Sorry, not...
A fax machine.
Whatever it was. Who's this?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. Do you have today's wing finger winning word?
Mango.
Woo-hoo!
Yes!
And you just won yourself lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. It includes sides, Wing Fingers for two, grilled, breaded, however you like them.
Thank you very much. It's my first time calling, actually.
Wow!
Air-conditioned parking.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, winners get to park in climate-controlled comfort. So hang on, Rosie's going to need some information from you, and we'll get you set up with that. We'll mail it out to you. And keep trying. We're going to have another wing finger winning word. Jesse picks those.
Okay, the word mango I tried my first mango about 2 weeks ago.
The fruit?
Yeah, I never had one. No clue, man.
This poor child.
Hey, man, it's nice because no matter how old I get, there's always new stuff. And that mango, I had no clue what it was. They're like, it's a mango. I was like, really? So I tried to peel it like an avocado, and that didn't work. And then I just kind of went into it, and it got everywhere, and it was juicy, and it was kind of a weird texture and different taste, but it was pretty good.
I had a mango tree in my yard, and it was very productive, to say the least. I mean, there would be times when I would have dozens of them laying around. They're big when they're ripe and they're ready to fall off the tree. I have to go out there every day and clean them up because critters would come around for a feeding.
Oh,
and I didn't want a yard full of rodents or whatever likes mango, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, I know you're crafty.
But they would fall from the tree, and you just bite them, and they were great.
Oh, it was nice, man. I never tried one. It was weird. Like, I thought it would be, like, fruitsy. There was something different about it.
Well, maybe it wasn't tangy.
It
might not have been ripe enough to be really... I think they're delicious.
It was good. It was just different. Did you do anything crafty with them? Make any, like, mango pies or something?
No, I've never made mango pies. Although I imagine you could. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses now has the fall mums in. I mean, not just a handful.
I love mums in the fall.
In fact, who was it? Mark Cumbie went out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses on Saturday and sent me a picture. He had them in the back of his truck. We appreciate that, going out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Don't forget to say hello to Clay Four. Don't forget to ask about... you may have areas outside your house you want to add something to. Make sure you consult with them so that you're putting things there that will thrive in the conditions they're going to be exposed to most of the time. If you want something that can survive a lot of sun, that thrives on a lot of sun, they've got choices. If it's something that needs a lot of water, you may want to keep it close to a garden hose so you don't have to walk a mile and a half to water it and nurture. But I got to tell you, their plants are top-notch. Look at the zinnias. That's the beautiful pot that we like the most. We deadheaded ours, and the others are coming back beautifully.
Deadhead? What's that?
Okay. You take the, as they keep growing, that pot, that plant is like twice its original size. Bye-bye. Because they're really good quality. And the blue salvia, which is not only grown out but up and looks amazing behind a window. They've got solutions for all your plant needs. A nice drive, a cathartic therapeutic drive out west on 110, past mile marker 22. Look to your left. It's a cash check business. Best thing you can do is look up Fitzpatrick Greenhouses on Facebook.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time homebuyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. What this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Has COVID kept you from the dentist? Now you can have that shimmering smile while social distancing with Crest Whitening Masks. The inside of each Crest Whitening Mask contains our powerful whitening formula that goes to work while you go out in public. Crest Whitening Masks work gradually, which is great because these mask mandates aren't going away anytime soon. But when they finally do, Crest Whitening Masks will leave your teeth whiter than the lab coat of the scientist who's hopefully working on a vaccine right now.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, vaccine. So Dr. Fauci, over the weekend, announced that life will not be normal until the end of 2021. Hey, Dr. Fauci.
Screw you!
Go away. You are done. We don't want to listen to you anymore. You've been wrong about so many damn things. We can't count them. Just go away. Stop with your, you don't know, you don't have a crystal ball. You are guessing just like any of us when we pick lottery numbers. You don't know a damn thing more than anybody else about this virus. Or do we have to drag out all the clips? That's not going to be a problem. That sounds like Bernie Sanders.
It's good, man. It's a Fauci and a Bernie and a Larry David.
They're all part of the same team.
Exactly.
Fascist bastages. Ugh.
Yeah. I got a listener birthday. Sarah Stevens. It is her birthday today.
Oh?
Yes. And she had a beach trip, but Sandy and a Teddy is killed dead.
Yeah. This is... What has anything been able to plan this year that hasn't been affected by... If it's not the coronavirus, it's a storm or something else.
Bees, fires.
So let's play the happy birthday for her.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday.
From all of us
here at News Talk 93.1 FM, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level manglement, like Rick Peters and Jennifer
Roy. Oh, and media.
I am not management.
Media.
In fact, if you want to watch, by the way, this is a sound effect test, risky click of the day. Okay.
Oh.
I need a ding.
You just had one.
Don't forget about the small pops.
I'm tired of the Charlie Sheen thing.
Yeah, that one's, no, that's not good.
You know, so.
He needs to go ahead and die.
Charlie, you are fired.
Thank you.
Now, where is it?
Canceled.
How could I not have this handy? This is ridiculous. Where's the Charlie winning? Ah, okay. So, but we're stuck with...
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Sorry, Charlie. It's just been too much over too long a period of time.
Well, he is kind of losing.
And so. A terrible person.
Rich and I had kind of an awakening yesterday. We were talking about... We watched Founder.
Ooh.
I urge you to watch this movie because I don't know if the producer's intent was to smear McDonald's or smear corporate success stories or what. Because I think the inspiration here is that this is a guy who was selling gimmicky products for most of his life. He was a door-to-door kind of sales guy, Ray Kroc. And he comes across this restaurant in San Bernardino, California, that has something that just lights his fire. You know, he sees a much bigger potential for this. And the story goes from there, how he, little by slowly, added new McDonald's and the deal he cut with the McDonald brothers who own that I mean, it's their system. Ray Kroc did not come up with the idea for McDonald's. He came up with the idea to make them Huge. And it's bigger than ever today. I think they're in over 100 countries. When Kroc passed away in 1984, right after his baseball team made the World Series, or right before it made the World Series, I think it was, he had kind of a very fuzzy public image. This movie shows, because to get where he had to go, he had to, you know, be an opportunist, a businessman, and he did a lot of deals that weren't totally square. The movie is stolen by the two men that play the McDonald brothers, who owned that original restaurant, and how they came after 30 years under this formula, drawing it out on a tennis court, where to put the grill, where to put the French fry cooker, all the stuff. They drew it on a tennis court and then had people act out, not with real food, just moving from place. And they kept changing it until this tennis court experiment ran the way they liked it. And that's how the setup inside the McDonald's was invented. And their whole thing was based on you walk up to the window and you're going to have your food in 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Of course, then they only had a few menu options. And sadly, I'm old enough to remember when McDonald's was, you know, a burger, cheeseburger, you know, no chicken, no Happy Meals.
No milkshake with no milk.
Very uncomplicated. But it worked. And the thing that may, and then, you know, franchising, when they first expanded, some of the people that had franchises started adding their own stuff to the menu, like corn on the cob and...
Ooh.
You know,
you can't do that at fast food.
But the thing that makes them great, if you love the taste, that perfect combination of the two pickles, the onion, and the ever-shrinking burger patty. Because the burger, the burger patties in the movies were a lot thicker than the ones you'll see on a hamburger. I don't even know, what does a basic McDonald's hamburger cost today?
I mean, you can get one for like $1.25.
Yeah.
For one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they're, you know.
It's a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Maybe a cheeseburger. Probably a hamburger.
No, I want a hamburger, a plain McDonald's hamburger, the thing that the company was founded on.
Probably $1.25.
That was 15 cents in the 50s and shocked the world when the price skyrocketed to 18 cents in the 60s.
And now it's on the dollar menu for $1.25.
I like the Filet-O-Fish or the Big Mac.
Ooh.
You know why the Filet-O-Fish came about, don't you?
Mm-mm.
They found out that their sales were hurting on Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
and they realize it's all those cat licks. And of course,
Filet-O-Fish is good.
Archie Bunker said, "Gee, I didn't know the Pope had gone into the meat business," because they lifted the ban on meat on Friday at some point in the '70s, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I know really? Some still observe it, or on some certain occasions. But anyway, the Filet-O-Fish came along so that they would have people with a McDonald's something they could come and get on Fridays.
Catholics.
In places like Chicago, where there were more Roman Catholics in Chicago than there were in Rome? I don't know. There were more in Chicago than there were in Warsaw. I forget.
But in a place that has a lot of Catholics.
I like how you put it this morning, because... you got to do some dirty stuff in business, you know what I'm saying, when it's like that.
Well,
and like you said, I mean, I couldn't do it.
This is what separates. This is why there are people like me and Rich, and we admitted it.
Yeah.
We will always work for somebody.
You got that right. I mean,
Plus, people forget, you know, that business people take risk. They borrow money to open up, and they got to make a lot of right decisions on who to hire and how to produce whatever they're doing, the service. And there's no guarantees. Look what happened this year and how many people went under because of it.
And sometimes you got to pick the lesser of two evils. And so, I mean, you're working around dirty people sometimes, you know?
So on one hand, you feel the pang for the McDonald brothers, because he took